Agenda wear sap beer.
Nope, I'm good.
Guys, welcome to another episode of Into West Comics. We're into December. This is weird. This is really weird. Donovan is here.
What's up, party people? it is happy to be here. It's December 1st, on to a new month, and we've got a lot to talk about today.
We have a lot to get into. Uncle, nephew, Shane. You look great.
Oh, thank you, sir.
You always look great.
How you doing?
Did you forget you were sitting here with us?
Well, yeah, for a second, I forgot where I was.
He thought he was watching the show. Yeah. He's like, man, these guys are on
lifelike.
It. Whoa.
I'm just a fan. I'm a fan first.
Good
He's
morning.
He's got the ultimate fan experience.
Hot dog Paul is here.
I'm in the house. I'm out of focus is what I am.
You're out of focus in the house.
I've said that for a long time.
Quan was about to yell at me. I got to figure it out. What's up, hot diggity dog? You know how. Whatever.
And to complete this panel of geniuses.
Ding-dongs?
Misfits?
Brother Marcus is over here in the sleeper cell corner.
What's up?
Brother Marcus.
How's it going? Happy December. Oh, yeah.
Happy December to you.
Happy December, yes.
Looking dapper.
Happy Cinemember.
Yes. Watchmen.
Happy November.
Watchmen shirt. Yeah. Superman hat.
Yeah. That's
my man. For freshly shaven.
What's going on?
Looking good.
Yeah. Boom.
What if that was all this 30 minutes of just talking about how good Marcus is?
That's what we're going to talk about for the next 20 minutes.
The jerk is handsome. What can I do?
Sometimes you have to just, you know, get some fresh growth. You know, you got to get rid of the old growth.
Boy, if I had a nickel.
Wow.
This guy's got fresh growth. Anyway.
So, guys, last week we got our... We finally got that holiday special from the Guardians of the Galaxy. Something we thought we were going to get for like a post-credit scene.
Thanks,
or mid-credit scene was the Guardians Volume 3 first official trailer or maybe a teaser trailer of some sort. We didn't get that for an early Thanksgiving present or early Christmas gift. I said, we got it today. We got the first official look at Guardians of the Galaxy Volume Trace. That's three for you guys.
Oh, thanks. I had no idea.
For those who don't speak Spanish, just let me know. Like I said, I am the best translator.
I was going to say, I needed Sonny here to translate.
He said, like I said.
Senor Soul.
Not Senor Soul. We miss him.
Guys, real quick, we're going to get into that trailer in a second. What did you think of the holiday spectacular?
I loved it. Holiday spectacular. I thought it was so good. I thought that the story that they told was great. Really focused on what Christmas is supposed to be about, the holidays are supposed to be about. I mean, the part where she tells him, you know, I think you're my brother. And he says, this is the greatest gift anyone could ever give me. Like actual family. Like there are a lot of people out there who don't have that. And I thought it was really creative how they sort of tapped into Peter Quill's loneliness and did everything they could as a family to get him out of that loneliness, which is, I think, And they did it in a really funny way. Of course, Kevin Bacon was excellent in it. And Dave Bautista now, not just Bautista, the animal. Bautista. And I always forget the actress's name, but the girl who plays Mantis, because it's not a common name that you hear.
Palm Klumurf.
There it is. She was fantastic.
That was great.
Yeah, that was good. But all of it was, I enjoyed it. I'll leave it at that.
Shane.
I didn't
enjoy it quite so much as my man here. Mm-hmm. No, I thought it was fun on a lot of levels, but it was complete goof, which there's nothing wrong with that. It's a holiday special for
sure.
Yeah. Gosh,
not enough Kevin Bacon.
If nothing, I have a heart. Okay?
We know that. You're no Grinch.
Absolutely not.
No.
You're the devil.
Did I feel they overdid it by a scotch or 12? Maybe. No, certain
not,
parts.
Not a scotch or 12.
But for the most part, you're right. Dave Bautista was good. The chick plays Mantis. What was her name again?
Palm Klumurf.
Exactly. The Bake.
Yeah, sure.
That's all I'll say.
The
I thought it was on
you
a
guys
scale
smell that?
Smells like bacon.
Smells like something. I know that. No, but for the most part, it was like great. Kevin Bacon. It smells like Kevin Bacon. For the most part, I thought it was, I give it a solid 6.5.
Solid okay. Six.
All right.
Six, mm-hmm. I'll do 6.5 just to be generous. It's Christmas.
After all.
Wow.
what about you?
I didn't watch it.
What?
Why not?
I didn't watch it.
That sounds about right.
Oh,
I'm not going to lie. That sounds about right.
Kwan gave it a glowing review when we went and saw Glass Onion. So I was like, you know what?
If you guys don't always agree.
If anybody's not going to watch it, that. It's going to be the hot dog is not going
to watch it. I was going to say, I didn't think he would watch it, actually. I didn't think Kwan would watch it.
No, Kwan would watch it just to make us mad.
He saw it before I did.
If we all liked it, and he knew we all liked it, he watched it.
Don't watch things. And if he didn't like it,
yeah,
I'm probably not going to watch it if I didn't already want to.
For those of you who are tuning in, Kwan is our producer, and he's off screen, but he always has some really hot takes when we're in the show today.
He's always a little off.
He gets us riled up. There he is. Yeah, buddy. He always gets us riled up, so we're very thankful for that.
We are.
Crap. So you didn't watch it. I'm not surprised because Paul, garbage. You really got to have Paul sit down and like really focus in on something
that I'm
interested is like,
to see what he thinks.
Boom.
I can't imagine it's much different from what the trailer was. It's probably Mantis and Dave Bautista chasing Kevin Bacon around, trying to get him to Chris Pratt. And I'm sure they do. And they meet and Chris Pratt's like, oh, Kevin Bacon. Kevin Bacon's like, what's going on?
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
Kind of, yeah.
Were you in the writer's room?
Essentially, yes. And then he goes on to say, he's like, you can't kidnap people for a gift. Like, I appreciate it, but don't do that. And then he tells her, oh, you're my sister. Ego had a daughter and I'm that daughter.
Whom is this? I'm sorry, I'm confused.
Mantis.
Palm Klumurf. Oh,
and she tells Quill this, spoiler alert.
I don't care.
And he says, that's
I'm probably not going to watch.
Yeah, I know. If you haven't watched it at this point, you're probably not going to watch it or just hear it.
Tells him this, spoiler alert.
Yeah, sorry.
She says spoiler alert in the episode, in the special.
So then he tells her, you know, hey, like, out of any gift you could ever get me, me finding out that you're my sister is the greatest gift in the world.
Oh, and nice. That's sweet.
Yeah.
That is sweet.
Yeah.
But there are other parts where you just go, what are these people doing?
How long was it? Was it the same as World War Night?
It's about...
All right, you want a hot take? Here's a hot take.
Yes.
One of the reasons I didn't watch it was because I think Werewolf by Night was fine, but it didn't make me like super hyped about all the specials and shit like that. Oh, excuse me.
Were you... Were you worried that it was going to be... you thought it was going to be the same tone as Werewolf by Night? That's why you didn't watch it?
I think Werewolf by Night was pretty goofy for what they were pitching.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I mean...
But it's 40 minutes.
I mean, it's true.
It's not a huge commitment.
I'm sure it's fine.
I watched it this morning while I was drinking coffee. So
I thought you'd say while you were shaving.
Okay.
No.
That's when you...
Yeah.
What'd you think?
That's a good idea. So gang, how it begins with everything animated and it's like a recap of
memories. I liked that. Like that. Oh boy. Mm-hmm.
If it stayed that way, I would have liked it more.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I think it was just kind of like I don't want to say waste of resources, but it was kind of like, okay, it was a good, you know, special or whatever, but it was, it was very, gratuitous?
I'll give it that. That makes sense.
I didn't really, I was just like, okay, I'm glad I was watching it while doing something else. you know, if I gave it my undivided attention,
you didn't devote time to it.
Right. If I gave it my undivided attention, like most shows I do, then I probably would have been like, wow, I could have knocked back a few comic books in the same time.
The coffee and the razor had the rest of these.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So if you never see it again, you'll be fine.
I'm fine. I'm totally fine.
That's the thing.
I enjoyed it, but I'm probably not going to watch it again.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Would you even watch this every year?
No. I think that's a really good point, because that's the point of this, right?
Right.
To be like an annual kind of fun viewing. And I'm sure it will be for some people.
I think they'll do Marvel characters with the holiday special every single year. Like this one was just the Guardians. I think the next they'll do whatever.
Give me Snoopy every year. Absolutely. Give me Snoopy. Give me Charlie Brown.
You got to get Snoopy in the MCU.
Give me Grinch. Give me that the snowman. You know, special Frost. with David Bowie as the intro. We're walking in the air. You know that one. That's a classic. And then the soul man is flying in the air with the boy, and you know it starts off with an intro from David Bowie. Wow. He's like talking about it, and then they get into this story. It's a British one. It's classic though.
That was fantastic.
It's right up there. Aled Jones is the one who sings it. He was a choir boy then. That's a famous one. Look it up. I love it. Oh, just thinking about it makes me want to watch Guardians of the Galaxy less. Okay.
And on that note, we're going to take a look at the new Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 trailer. It dropped today. We're watching this via Brazil. Apparently, it dropped at the Comic-Con down there in Brazil earlier today.
Shout out Brazil. Shout out Charles.
This comes out on May 5th, I think it's Cinco de Mayo. Celebrate Cinco de Mayo with Guardians of the Galaxy.
What was that?
I don't know.
Stay tuned.
All right. Stand by.
There we go.
We were gone for quite a while. But no matter what happens next,
I haven't seen this.
The galaxy still needs its guardians.
Hello. We come in peace.
Drax. Seriously, dude?
No!
Ow!
That was mad funny. Wow, that was great.
Don't forget where we came from.
Aww.
We have been running our whole lives.
Pete. I'm done running.
Oh, it's Among Us.
We'll all fly away together. One last time. Into the forever. That beautiful sky.
Adam Warlock,
yeah.
See?
That's going to be good.
That's all I asked for.
It looks like a ton of them.
And when...
We'll kill anyone who gets in our way.
No, not kill anyone.
Kill a few people.
Kill no people.
Kill one guy, one stupid guy who no one loves.
Now you're just making it sad.
That's good. Cool. That's what you want. You want Space Hog playing in the background, and you want
Space Hog. Yeah, that's nice.
You want all of that when it comes to the Guardians. I hope it is. I hope it's better than Volume 2. I thought Volume 2 was pretty good, but I hope it's better than Volume 2. It looks like it's better than Volume 2.
I think I was talking to a friend, and he was like, "It looks like they're teasing like possibly the origins of Rocket Raccoon." I was like, "I don't know how much I care about that," but for whatever reason, the trailer just changed my mind. He just looks so cute.
Yeah, you know why? Because he's going to die
and
in
it's
this
gonna,
one.
No! Yeah. Oh, that's what I was going to say. That's what I was going to say.
He's a dead man in this one.
Who's going to die? What character dies in this one?
Rocket!
Why would
you say this? Because he was not blipped. He has always run from fear. He's always run from people.
And there's a sacrifice at the end of every Guardians of the Galaxy film.
Bingo.
Yeah.
And he will be the one, because he's the one who stood the test of time through all of them, and he's the one that experienced being experimented on. Yeah. And
they're not going to kill Gamora.
Gamora already died.
Yeah.
Which, that's, and that's if true. I ask you guys, which Guardian's death would be like the saddest for you? Like, which one would hit you the most? It would be Rocket.
Yeah, it'd be Rocket. It,
because of his story and how you know, angry he is. Because we all have those people who in our lives are kind of angry, but then through time and through due diligence, their hearts begin to sort of soften. And you get to
and they've shown scenes where he's done that. Up. Yeah,
and mine hasn't. My heart is still stiff. It's getting harder.
Marcus, how bad do you want Rocket to die?
Well, as far as the emotional impact, I would say it's 50-50 Rocket and Drax for me personally. Mm-hmm. Those are my two favorite characters. If neither one of those were in the movies, I probably wouldn't have seen any of them. I thought, you know, Batista is doing amazing as Drax, you know.
I think Star Wars is probably second.
You know, and then, you know, was it Bradley Cooper? He's doing amazing. I think those two are great. So as far as sacrifices are concerned, Gamora's out of the picture, right?
No, there's another version of Gamora out there.
Yeah, it's the alternate universe.
2014 Gamora.
So I would like to see either her go away or Nebula.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't like Nebula either. Yeah, they both can kick rocks.
maybe Mantis, now that we revealed that she's his sister, she would give up his life for him.
That would hurt me. Oh, that would hurt me. I mean,
that might
Mantis.
Be a possibility.
Yeah,
less palm, little clump.
Yeah, a little less palm. And then we got Adam Warlock in this, the Jesus of the MCU.
Yeah.
That's not, as funny as that sounds, it's actually not too far it's off of the description of what that character is.
I did see the character, the actor who I think his name is Merv in the Suicide Squad. So I guess he's supposed to be the one who's supposed to be the high evolutionary.
Yes. And
so I did see a brief clip of him in that trailer. So who knows? Maybe he kidnaps, you know, Rocket Raccoon. And
I think he's the one that turns Rocket into Rocket Raccoon.
Yeah. I think you might be right about that.
Okay. So yeah. So that might be.
He showed up dressed as a high evolutionary, Marcus. Yeah. The San Diego Comic Con.
Oh yes, that's
he
what
showed
I
up
heard.
In the crowd dressed up like
that's what I heard. I heard, yeah. So
with a raccoon,
pelt on his head.
I think what's important about this story, though, is we kind of covered it in we didn't cover it in the holiday special. The Guardians they bought Nowhere. They own Nowhere now.
Yes.
So that's sort of their hub base. So I think it's very interesting going into this next movie.
Yeah, from the collector. Yeah, he bought it.
Adam Warlock is played by
Will Poulter.
Will Poulter.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm excited for this.
The eyebrow kid Frank, from We're the Millers.
I'm looking forward to it.
Eustace from Narnia.
Yep.
Yeah.
Eustace, that's right.
That's true.
I enjoyed the first Guardians. I kind of have mixed feelings about the Guardians sequel, but I'm looking forward to this. I think it looked really good.
I mean, I did too.
It kind of felt like old Marvel. It kind of felt like that kind of tone, that feeling that we've been looking for the entire Phase 4 films and series. It kind of felt like that. And it looks like there's actual stakes that we have going into this, more so that we've had
good soundtracks.
A lot of, oh my gosh,
soundtracks are usually
good. James Gunn always nails that,
something
too.
About this movie that kind of has been missing from the other Phase 4 movies. Well, I guess this is technically Phase 5, but is it? Mm-hmm. Is that post Infinity War Endgame? How about that? So there's actually characters in this movie that I don't want to die, that I think could die. I think there's more stakes here. Like, they weren't going to kill Thor in Love and Thunder. They weren't going to kill Shang-Chi in Shang-Chi. They couldn't kill Black Widow in Black Widow because she's already dead.
Right.
So point being, all the movies that have been coming out are new characters that they're obviously not going to kill off. So there's no stakes when they're in a fight. And there's characters, haven't been characters that we know and love that we're afraid are going to die. You know what I mean? I guess a little bit of that in Hawkeye, and Hawkeye was great.
Yeah.
So I think this movie has that going for it, is that there's stakes and we are going to lose some characters probably. And James Gunn, you're going to lose some characters.
This is one of the bigger conventions down there in Brazil. This is one of the larger international comic cons. And they've been saying that there's going to be some announcements. We're going to be getting more announcements pending coming up this weekend. Sony usually doesn't do panels because it's a lot of Spider-Man based stuff when they do release it, and that's what we're going to be getting this weekend. We think, yeah, pretty much. We might be getting Madam Web trailer or footage. We might be getting footage or some type of teaser trailer for Kraven. So there's those rumors out there that could be sometime this weekend. Who knows at this point? The Sony verse, if Shane's favorite actor Tom Holland isn't attached, we don't know what to think. One thing we did get earlier today. That we've kind of been anticipating this for a while. The guy, he's got his hat back. He got the whip going. Indiana Jones. What is it going to be? Indiana. It's not Indiana Jones 5. It's Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. Yeah. So we got the first trailer for that. This guy is 80 years old.
No aliens, please.
Yeah. Doesn't look like it, but I have some theories after watching this. No aliens. I'm excited. I haven't watched this yet. Movie.
So we're going to check this out. Indiana Jones trailer. Like it comes out in June, I think, next year.
Have you seen this trailer?
Mm-hmm. I have.
No, I haven't.
June of next year, you say?
June 30th.
Word.
2023. I'll sit by you.
I mean, it should be good. Because I did watch it, and I know that you guys, none of you have seen it, have you?
No.
Yeah, okay. So there's some things that we'll talk about afterwards, definitely, after you guys watch it. But I watched it like 3 or 4 times because I'm a huge Indiana Jones fan, and that's just one of those I couldn't wait.
Yeah, me too. But man, he's too old.
Your mind's going to change after watching this. Really? I guarantee. 100% yes. Maybe not 100%, maybe 85%. Okay, here we go.
It is. They must be CG in his body or something.
Yep.
His body.
Oh my gosh.
I miss the sea. Arr. I miss waking up every morning. Wondering what wonderful adventure the new day will bring to us.
Sala.
Those days have come and gone.
Perhaps. Perhaps not.
I don't believe in magic. But a few times in my life.
Boom, young Indy.
Things I can't explain.
Boom, young Indy.
And I've come to believe it's not so much what you believe. It's how hard you believe it.
This man.
I'm her godfather.
Mildly related.
Get back.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I'm here for it.
I'm excited. I'd watch that. Okay. Already better than Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
So
it was a bold statement, but I must say I am on board.
Yeah, I'm interested.
For me,
no,
I could have done without the trailer. No. Come listen, on. Hey. Don't everyone do stop this. Pretending like you know what I'm gonna say. I am incredibly excited for this.
Yeah,
okay. I love Indiana Jones, and you know who I love more than Indiana Jones?
Harrison Ford.
Oh, okay.
Harrison Ford's been in okay stuff. I mean, I like Harrison Ford plenty, but
get off my plane.
James Mangold is one of those directors who hasn't made a film that kind of makes you go, oh, that wasn't very good. James Mangold is fantastic. I know, who is it? One of you guys? You don't like
it's
Logan,
me.
Right?
I don't like Logan. I think it's Logan. Extremely overrated. As
I
think
I remember that. I remember
overrated, sure.
That,
no. Is it a bad movie?
No, I don't think it's a bad movie. Nah,
so all we care I rest about. My case on that. 310 to Yuma is incredible.
310 to Yuma is the best modern Western
exactly.
of this era.
The first Wolverine or the Wolverine is fantastic.
That's wrong.
Unforgiven
is the best modern Western.
I agree with him.
Yeah. 310 to Yuma is a good retelling of the old. I have the sure. old one. I have the old film. The old film is amazing. The newer one is good too, but as far as modern, like coming out, then yeah, I would have to go with Unforgiven.
Thank you.
Unforgiven.
Unforgiven.
One of those. Yeah. Yeah.
But point being is James Mangold is fantastic, and this is exactly the kind of genre he fits into perfectly.
Yeah.
We're a little feisty today.
I guess.
That shocked me.
Very much so. Right though,
some shocking.
That's another. That's a whole other show.
It's because Sonny's not here.
Sonny and Blake in the chat. They want a Django crossover.
Yeah, they want the Django Indiana Jones crossover.
Oh man.
Practically the same character.
No.
Oh, when you think about it, actually, I didn't think about it. They're the same character. Jamie Foxx, Harrison Ford, they look alike.
No. I'm having bad jokes go through my head that I can't say on air.
Oh, no.
Anyways.
That's horrible.
Well, guys, we're going to have a lot of stuff coming up in the next few days, including a new segment that we're going to be introducing this weekend or coming up in the next week. Mm-hmm. We're tentatively calling it Run It Back. We might change the name, but we're going to be running through all of the films of the MCU.
Yep.
And kind of spotlighting each of them. And
A retrospective.
This week, for the first one, we're going to be starting with the arc reactor that created it all, Iron Man. So we'll be talking about that. Look for that this weekend, as well as lots of other stuff. Lots of content coming up in the coming weeks. And we appreciate you guys taking the time to check us out and spend some time with us tonight. Paul, how could they get at us?
You can get at us in our DMs. You can hit us in our DMs.
Yeah,
Kennedy Johnson did it. I wanted to mention that. So we went to dinner the other day with Philip Kennedy Johnson, Action Comics writer. He was in town for a little bit, and he's every bit as nice and as supportive as he has been for the show. Just wanted to shout him out. He's really cool. It was nice to have him in town. And hopefully next time he'll be able to be here for Thursday and be in studio with us. And you can find us where Philip found us at on Into the West Comics or at Into the West Comics on Instagram, at @into_comics on Twitter. And then anywhere you listen to your audio podcast, you can find us Into the West Comics. We post every single week. You can listen to this. If you're like, oh, I don't have time to watch it on YouTube, you can listen to us a couple days after, usually the day after, and you can get us there. And TikTok, @IntoTheWestComics as well. We'll be getting that fired up here recently.
We'll get Shane
soon
to do that Peacemaker dance.
And yeah, we'll get Shane to do that. That would be fantastic. But yeah, get at us at Into the West Comics everywhere except Twitter, which is @Into_comics.
Marcus, what do you got for us over there? Any shaving tips?
No. Actually, something a little somber. Not to down anyone, but just so you guys know. So the news has been spreading, but Peter David currently is hospitalized right now. Yeah. Iconic Marvel and DC writer, and he's been hospitalized for some time due to some complications. He had a couple of mini strokes. There's some kidney failure as well. I'm not exactly sure how long he's been suffering, but they do have a GoFundMe page active, and he is getting money raised. So at some point, I'm going to try to see if we can get the link and share the link for his support. He is a phenomenal human being. He just finished a new Fantastic Four, that 5-issue mini. I just met him in September during the Amazing Con. He signed my omnibus. He's every bit as funny and as sarcastic as his writings are, and just a prolific writer, great human being, and we want to give our thoughts and prayers to him.
Positive vibe for sure.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, guys, thanks for being here, and we will talk to you again soon. It's almost taco time.
It's almost.
So
creeping up.
We will talk to you again next week. I gotta get Shane something to eat right now.
No.
See, they got some chips or something for that guy. We'll talk to you guys soon.
All right.
Have a great evening.
Later. Break it.